Lesson 16. Peace, Love, and Torah. In this lesson, we're learning Mishnah Yud Bet, the 12th Mishnah of Pirkei Avot in Perek Aleph, Chapter 1. Mishnah Yud Bet.
Hillel v'Shammai kiblu mehem.
Hillel and Shammai received it from them.
Hillel omer.
Hillel said,
Heve mitamidav shel Aharon.
Be among the disciples of Aaron.
Ohev shalom verodev shalom.
Loving peace and pursuing peace.
Ohev et abriot makorvan laTorah.
Loving people and bringing them close to Torah. This Mishnah introduces Hillel and Shammai, who were leaders in the time of King Herod, about 100 years before the destruction of the Second Temple, which happened in year 70 of the Common Era. Hillel was a descendant of King David. Originally from Babylonia, he traveled to Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, to learn Torah under Shemaiah and Avtayon, the last two sages that we learned about. The legend goes that Hillel came from extreme poverty. Every day he would work as a laborer in the fields for a tiny sum of money, which he would use to barely support his family. But he would also take a portion of the money he earned to pay his entrance fee at the Beit Midrash, the study hall. One Friday in the cold of winter, he couldn't find any work. Since the watchman of the study hall wouldn't let him in without any money, he climbed up onto the roof and sat by the skylight to hear the words of Torah being taught below. That night it began to snow. On Shabbos morning, when Shemaiah and Avtalion returned to the study hall, Shemaiah said, "That's strange. It's usually so bright in here, but today it seems so dim." They looked up at the skylight and saw the form of a person on the roof, blocking the light. Quickly they went outside, climbed up onto the roof, and found Hillel unconscious, covered with snow. They brought him down, washed him off, and revived him by the warmth of the fire. From then on, they ordered that he be allowed to come and learn without having to pay the fee. That's one of the stories of Hillel. Hillel said a lot of famous things, but in this first aphorism he says, Heve mitamidav shel Aharon, be among the disciples of Aaron. The Aaron referred to here is Moses' brother, Aaron. While Moses was the more central figure of the Exodus story, Aaron was the first high priest, the ritual head of the people. And according to tradition, it was Aaron who was more adept at bringing peace between people. The Mishnah says, Ohev shalom v'rodef shalom, loving peace and pursuing peace. Why does it say loving and pursuing peace? It's possible to love peace and find that peace within yourself without having to interact much with others. But to pursue peace means that not only do you connect with the peace within yourself, but then you go out and interact with others deliberately so as to help bring peace between people. There's a midrash, a legend, that when Aharon would notice that two people were fighting with one another, he would approach each one separately without the other's knowledge and say, "Why are you and your friend fighting? Your friend begged me to come to you and ask for your forgiveness." In that way, he would trick people into making peace. Then the Mishnah says, Ohev et habriot umakorvan laTorah, loving people and bringing them close to Torah. Actually, the word here for people is briot, which literally means creations or creatures, not people. The idea here is that he loved people just because they were creations. It had nothing to do with what kind of people they were. The fact that they existed at all was Aharon's reason for loving them. One midrash has it that he would deliberately befriend criminals. By treating the criminals with love and respect, the criminal would feel unworthy of Aharon's affections, since Aharon was the Kohen Gadol, the high priest. This would create a longing within them to be worthy of his attention, and they'd be motivated to transform themselves. This is how he mekorvan laTorah, brought them close to Torah, by loving them. The Tanya points out that we can do this practice in reverse, by seeing ourselves as being the recipients of love, and allowing that to motivate us in our spiritual work. The default of the ego, of course, is to get used to all the good we're constantly receiving, take it for granted, and then complain when things don't go as we want them to. But with practice, you can reverse that, making yourself conscious of the blessings, bringing yourself back to gratitude deliberately, and taking this moment of life that you're living seriously. What is your very existence asking of you? You have the gift of being. How are you going to respond to this life that you've been given? The invitation of this Mishnah is to respond strongly, with love and peace. So for this chant, we'll use the words from the Mishnah, Ohev shalom verodef shalom, ohev et habriot umekorvan laTorah. Ohev means loving. Say, Ohev. Shalom means peace. Say, Shalom. Rodef means pursuing. Say, Rodef. The first part of the chant, Ohev Shalom, Verodef Shalom, loving peace and pursuing peace, goes like this. Ohev shalom verodef shalom. Let's try that. Ohev shalom verodef shalom. The next word is ohev, loving, et habriot. Habriot means the creations or the creatures. Umekorvan laTorah means and brings them close to Torah. U means and. Mekorvan means bring close. Say umekorvan. LaTorah means to the Torah. Say laTorah. This part of the chant uses the words Ohev et habriot umekorvan laTorah. Loving people and bringing them close to the Torah. It goes like this. Ohev et habriot umekorvan laTorah. Let's try that. Ohev et habriot umekorvan laTorah. The whole thing goes like this. Ohev shalom verodef shalom. Ohev et habriot umekorvan laTorah. Let's sing that together. Ohev shalom verodef shalom. Ohev et habriot umekorvan laTorah. Now let's add some movement. As we sing Ohev Shalom, bow a bit to the left. As we sing Verodef Shalom, bow a little to the right. As we sing Ohev et habriot umekorvan laTorah, bow forward. Let's try the whole thing now with the body movements. Bow to the left. Ohev shalom. Bow to the right. Verodef shalom. Bow forward. Ohev et habriot umekorvan laTorah. Bow left. Ohev shalom. Bow right. Verodef shalom. Rodef Shalom. Bow forward. O Hevet HaBrio to Mekorvan LaTorah. So take a moment to prepare for meditation. Find a comfortable but alert position, either seated, standing, lying down, or walking. And take a few nice deep breaths, bringing awareness into your body and relaxing your muscles. And let's awaken the three centers, bringing your hand to your heart and chanting Lecha for you. Lecha. And hand down to your belly, letting your awareness expand to fill your whole body, chanting Na'aseh, we will do. Na'aseh. And bring your hand up, touching your fingers to your forehead, chanting Venishma, we will hear. Venishma. And kiss your fingers, relax your arm. As we chant loving peace, pursuing peace, loving creatures or creations, and bringing them close to Torah, bring into your heart the intention to be a channel for love and peace. Bowing to the left, O Hev Shalom. Bow right, Verodef Shalom. Bow forward, O Hevet HaBrio to Mekorvan LaTorah. And continue with the movements as we chant, O Hev Shalom. Verodef Shalom. O Hevet HaBrio to Mekorvan LaTorah. O Hev Shalom. Verodef Shalom. O Hevet HaBrio to Mekorvan LaTorah. O Hev Shalom. Verodef Shalom. O Hevet HaBrio to Mekorvan LaTorah. O Hev Shalom. Verodef Shalom. O Hevet HaBrio to Mekorvan LaTorah. O Hev Shalom. Verodef Shalom. O Hevet HaBrio to Mekorvan LaTorah. O Hev Shalom. Verodef Shalom. O Hevet HaBrio to Mekorvan LaTorah. O Hev Shalom. Verodef Shalom. O Hevet HaBrio to Mekorvan LaTorah. O Hev Shalom. Verodef Shalom. O Hevet HaBrio to Mekorvan LaTorah. O Hev Shalom. Verodef Shalom. O Hevet HaBrio to Mekorvan LaTorah. O Hev Shalom. Verodef Shalom. O Hevet HaBrio to Mekorvan LaTorah. Atahu. Atahu. Atahu, 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 Atahu. And take a nice breath, moving from stillness back into activity with awakening the three centers, bringing your hand to your heart, chanting Lecha. Lecha. And hand down to your belly, letting awareness fill your whole body, chanting Na'ase. Na'ase. And bring your hand up, touching your fingers to your forehead, chanting Venishma. Venishma. And as you come back into your activities, invoke this kavana, this intention, to be a channel of peace and love, both to connect with peace and love within yourself and also to express peace and love in all of your relationships. And now, gratitude for the teachings and the lineage. Ah, Yisrael, Rabbanan, Valtamidehon, Valtamidehon. Upon Israel and upon the teachers and their students and all the students of their students. Ve'akom andiaskin boraita, divatra hadein v'divichol atar v'atar. And upon all who engage in the learning of the sacred wisdom, here or anywhere else. Yehe lechon ulechon shlama rabba, chine v'chista, v'rachemin v'chayin harichin, u'mezone revichei ofarkana, min kadam avohon divishamay v'ara. May they and you have abundant peace, grace, kindness, compassion, long life, ample nourishment on all levels, and salvation from all dangers from before the one reality that fills heaven and earth. V'imru, Amen.